For decades now, gun control has been the third rail of Vermont politics, but that appears to have changed almost overnight. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, events in Vermont and beyond have put gun legislation on a fast track in Montpelier.
Republican Governor Phil Scott had been one of the most ardent opponents of new gun laws in Vermont, even the day after the school shooting in Parkland, Florida last week. Scott said he thought Vermont's laws were fine just the way they are.
I've thought for quite some time that Vermont was immune to this type of thing.
Then came an incident in Rutland County last week when police, acting on a tip, arrested a man who was allegedly planning to inflict mass casualties at Fairhaven Union High School.
It wasn't a question of if it was going to happen. It was just a question of which day. And that has a way of rocking your very core.
Suddenly, Scott is leading the charge in Montpelier for new restrictions on gun ownership. And on Thursday morning in Montpelier, he unveiled a, quote, action plan that includes passage of gun legislation before town meeting day.
You know, I have a huge responsibility as governor to try and keep Vermont and Vermonters as safe as possible. And this is an area, regardless of the political fallout, that I think is the path forward that will keep Vermonters safer.
Scott came out in support of several pieces of legislation on Thursday, including one that would allow police to temporarily remove firearms from the scene of a domestic assault. He's also throwing his weight behind a measure that would let police seek a court order to seize firearms from anyone they believe is dangerous. Scott says he wants to consider raising the age at which someone can purchase a gun to 21, with some exceptions. And if lawmakers end up passing legislation that would require background checks for private gun sales, it's commonly known as universal background checks, Scott says he'd, quote, probably sign it. The future of the background checks measure appeared dim in the Vermont Senate as recently as a couple weeks ago. A pledge from Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash on Thursday reflects just how dramatically the political environment has changed in recent days.
I also want to make very clear today that before the end of next week, there will be an up or down vote on the Senate floor on universal background checks.
Ash made the pledge during a joint press conference with House Speaker Mitzi Johnson, Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman, and Attorney General T.J. Donovan. Asked to explain the new urgency behind gun legislation, Donovan became emotional.
As a parent, you can't read or see these images and not think about your own family and the folks that you grew up with.
But the future of the gun bills in Montpelier are far from certain, and universal background checks in particular have a rocky road ahead. Mitzi Johnson said on Thursday that she can guarantee the measure will get a vote on the House floor this year, but
I don't know what the outcome is going to be.
And while many gun control advocates are calling for a ban on sales of the high-powered semi-automatic weapon used in the Parkland shooting, neither legislative leadership nor the governor seem to be pushing the idea. Scott, in fact, says he opposes any such ban.
It's not as much the gun itself and the caliber. It's what's behind it. So from my perspective, I don't think that solves anything.
On Thursday, Scott also called for $5 million in new spending on school security measures. He says schools could use the money to hire law enforcement officers to guard school premises, install camera systems, or improve security at school entrances. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.